Chapter 7. Jesse watched Drake Daniels amble over to where the Explorer was parked. He looked the role of an aging, small-town cop. His gray hair was kept neat and short under his brown trooper-style hat. The same couldn't be said of his gut, which had long ago reached critical mass, straining the bottom buttons of his tan uniform shirt and spilling over the edge of his black belt. His ample face was clean-shaven, and he smelled of too much Old Spice. "You wanted to see me, Chief?" he said in a clear, strong voice. Jesse nodded, staring into Daniels' eyes, challenging him. Daniels met the challenge. The cop stared right back at Jesse. His clear blue eyes stood in sharp contrast to his sleepy demeanor. Jesse answered him with more silence. He wanted to see how the cop would react, whether Daniels would fidget or paw at the ground with his shoe. Jesse knew people had tells in life just like in poker, and that their ticks sometimes said more about them than their words. But Daniels was cool, standing right in front of Jesse, relaxed and looking straight at him. Jesse had to give the guy some credit. He seemed to understand that Jesse was attempting to unnerve him. Finally, Daniels spoke. "I figure you're pretty curious about how I knew about the similarities between this crime scene and the one at Paradise Junior High all those years ago." Tammy Portugal was a divorced mother of two who had gone out clubbing. Her naked body was found in the parking lot of Paradise Junior High School just as Jesse was first settling into his job as chief. "Slut" had been written across her abdomen in red lipstick. She had been picked up at a local club by a musclehead named Jojo Genest. He'd raped and beaten her and broken her neck before dumping her body like so much trash. "Uh-huh," Jesse said. "I'm curious." "It's not that complicated, Chief. I was good friends with Anthony D'Angelo. We grew up together, and I got on the job here a year or two after he got hired in Paradise. He was first on the scene of the Portugal woman's murder, and he talked to me about it. It kind of freaked him out a little because he had never seen a murder victim before. Too bad about what happened to him." Jesse got a sick feeling in his belly, remembering how shaken Anthony was when he showed up at the scene that day long ago. Worse, though, was the fact that Anthony D'Angelo was one of Jesse's cops who'd been killed in the line of duty. He'd been working undercover at the mall, trying to catch a thrill-killing couple. The wife shot Anthony in his head as she and her husband fled. "Anthony was a good cop," Jesse said. "Good friend, too. I miss him a lot sometimes." Jesse moved on. "So what was it that made it click for you?" Daniels knew what Jesse was asking. "Naked woman in a school parking lot with slut written on her in lipstick? Not exactly a common occurrence in these parts, Chief. Thank God our Vic was still breathing." Jesse asked, "You share this observation with anyone except your chief?"
"No, sir."
"Not even with your friends I saw you hanging out with over in the lot?" Daniels shook his head emphatically. "Okay, officer, thanks. I have no jurisdiction here, so I can't demand you keep this between you and your chief, but I'd appreciate it." "You don't think the cases are related, do you?" Jesse didn't answer and thanked Daniels again. The Swan Harbor cop turned and went back to the scene. A minute or two later, Lundquist, who'd kept a close eye on the conversation between Jesse and Daniels, walked over to the Explorer.
"So?"
"I don't know," Jesse said. "He gave me the right answers."
"You don't seem happy about it."
"I'm not. Says he knew about the similarities because he was friends with one of my murdered cops, a good guy named Anthony D'Angelo.
Healy told me about that. That was the serial-killing couple."
Jesse said, "That was them."
"What don't you like about what Officer Daniels had to say?"
"How many stories have you read about the volunteer fireman who just happens to be driving by a burning house and rescues a family from the flames? Then it turns out that the hero fireman set the fire," Lundquist said, finishing Jesse's sentence.
"You think Daniels had something to do with the assault?" Not my case, but I'd keep an eye on him, is all I'm saying. Given her condition, it'll probably be my case soon. This town's chief couldn't win at Clue, even if he cheated. I'm heading over to talk to the boyfriend. You want to tag along? I'm interested to hear what you think. Sure. As they drove away from the school in Lundquist's blue Ford, Jesse noticed that the knot in his belly hadn't gone away. It had only grown and gotten tighter.